This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. One administrator from East High School remains in the hospital in critical condition after a shooting on campus this morning. CPR's Ben Marcus reports on the second victim.
East High Dean Gerald Mason was released from Denver Health following treatment for his injuries. A student opened fire Wednesday morning in the school. School administrators were checking the student for weapons just before the shooting. No students were shot. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero announced that he would bring cops back to schools. They were removed after the social justice protests in 2020. The Denver School Board said in a statement that they supported the move. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Meanwhile, police still do not have the suspect in custody and are offering a reward for any information on his location. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
So they have not announced an arrest yet. Police had a residence earlier this afternoon surrounded in Congress Park that we believe was his apartment building, but the suspect was not at home at the time.
The police have found the suspect's truck in Park County. Workers from at least four Starbucks in Colorado walked off the job this morning. They're part of a national unionization effort by baristas, and today's walkout coincides with the company's Founders Day holiday. The employees say Starbucks has unfairly delayed contract negotiations for months. The affected stores include two in Metro Denver, one in Colorado Springs, and one in the Boulder County suburb of Superior. Starbucks says it respects workers' right to protest, and the affected stores should open tomorrow. This is CPR News.